Welcome to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. My name is Kayleen, and I'm here to help you live a healthier and a happier life. Let's make this life we have amazing together. Are you ready? Welcome back to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. My name is Kayleen, and I'm so excited to share today's topic with you. So I'm titling this, I Just Want to Give Up. Have you ever felt so overwhelmed that you just want to give up? Like, seriously, why am I even trying at work? My boss doesn't even notice. Or why even try with your kids because they don't respect you and they just want. Mom, I'm sorry, because that's how I was as a kid. Or maybe it's your weight loss goal of 10 pounds by summer. You're doing everything quote unquote right, but seem to be gaining weight instead of losing. I mean, seriously, why even try? I had a meltdown this past weekend. I felt so heavy and overwhelmed. I have been working myself to the bone and it all came to a head. I'm not kidding, I cried like a baby girl, like a total pity party for Kayleen. I wanted to throw my hands and just give up. Now, if you know me, I have really freaking big goals for myself. On top of that, I'm a total people pleaser, leaving little time for myself. I have an amazing marriage. I'm a daughter and sister, and I desire time with my family. I have friends I love deeply, and I want to spend time with them. Plus, I have three successful businesses I lead on top of everyday to-dos of life. I've created a life I love, I'm so in love with, but I want to share with you my breakdown so that you realize we all have them and how important it is to acknowledge the breakdown so you can find the lesson to be learned and quickly pivot. So let me for a moment replay my pity party from this past weekend. So my husband and I have two dogs and a cat. Whitney is our puggle, she's 12. Whiskey is my cat that I've had for 12 years, so she's also 12 years old, and she has gotten me through so much in life. I love her so much. And we have a new addition to our family, Bentley, our Frenchie Bulldog, who is only 9 weeks old. So I've never been a dog mom. We didn't have dogs growing up, and I've definitely never raised a puppy. This is all new for me. And for those moms listening, I have so much respect for you. So I wake up Saturday morning, spend a good portion of my morning taking Bentley outside to potty. And he's not quite understanding potty training yet. So when I take him out, he gets a little distracted, he plays, he'll potty a little bit, but I don't think he fully empties his bladder. And this is TMI, but with pooping, he'll go a little bit too. And again, he's so distracted and he just wants to play. So I'm not quite sure that he fully empties that either. Because when we come back inside, literally less than 2 minutes after coming inside, he potties on the floor. Now, I think this is usual for a puppy, and I'm totally fine with that because I know it's going to last for 6 months to maybe a year, depending on how much time and energy I can put into this. So it's becoming an all-day thing, especially on the weekends when we don't crate him, and I'm cool with that. However, we go downstairs to do our workout, which is our standard Saturday morning routine, and we find that Whitney, our 12-year-old puggle, has also had an accident on the floor. Not only did she go number one, but she went number two. And hers are not quite as small and nice to clean as Bentley's. Now, she's been acting out for quite some time since I opened Tossled, my blow-dry bar here in Wichita. I'm not at home as much as I used to be, and when I opened that, she started making messes on the floor. Then we added Bentley, and now she's making messes all the time, and this is like her telling us, guys, I'm totally not happy with you, so here's my present for you, since you gave me a present in bringing home a puppy. So then we spend our time cleaning up her lovely mess and go on to our workout, which was amazing. So all that aside, I'm really holding myself together well. I'm not letting it overwhelm me. Yes, those are things I don't want to do on a Saturday morning, but hey, it's life, right? And then life hit me over the head. like a 2x4, just bam, right around lunchtime. So my amazing husband, I love him and I adore him. He's on a keto diet. And bless his soul, he's doing this for optimal health, which I am so grateful for, that he cares enough about himself to take care of himself. However, he's in a transition phase where he wants more carbs. Like, his body is craving them. He talks about them a lot. He wants sweet potato fries. And it's not like he wants to binge on bad things. He just wants good carbs, like sweet potatoes, because on the keto diet, if you're familiar with it, you get like 50 grams of carbs or less per day. And hello, if I were him, I would want some more carbs too. So he's going through this battle in his mind of all the knowledge that he's gotten on the keto diet. It's healthy, it's the way to go. But then another side of him wants to eat more carbs. And when he goes to eat a meal, he's like, I can't quite decide. I want more carbs, but I don't, because it's not keto, but I do. You guys feel me. I know you do. You've been there before. Maybe it's not the keto diet. Maybe it's just a diet in general. You're like, I shouldn't eat that, but I really, really want it. So I can totally relate to where he's coming from. But making this decision was taking quite a while on Saturday, and I really wanted to optimize my time because I had so many other things I wanted to be doing. I also had to keep doing laundry and just cleaning up the house. So as he was deciding, I went back to doing laundry and cleaning and let him waver back and forth. And as I'm doing that, I walk into my bedroom to put some of my laundry away, and I find that Whiskey, my amazing cat who I love so dearly, has thrown up all over my bedding. Bedding that I just washed. Oh my God. In that moment, I literally broke down. My mind was overwhelmed. I couldn't hold it together as much as I tried. I cried like a baby girl. And I can't tell you when the last time I cried was. I threw a pity party for myself all over things that are so small, but these small things compounded into something really big in my mind. I wanted to throw my hands up and say, I just can't take it anymore. I bit off too much, adding a puppy in my life. I'm a failure because I can't handle all of this. I just want to undo it all. But then I got real with myself. And you guys, this is where the magic happens. This is the reason why I'm sharing this story in the podcast today, because I had a conversation with myself trying to figure out the lessons life is trying to teach me in this moment. If I had given up on my big goals, I wouldn't be happy. I would not be contributing back to the world. That would make me feel like a failure in life. So I had to change my state, and quickly, because I used to let these pity parties go on for weeks, months, and sometimes years, only to find I was never achieving any of my goals, which left me even more frustrated. So instead of extending the party and welcoming all my friends to join, I created space and silence for myself. I asked myself, why is this feeling so heavy for you right now? What lesson can be learned here? Do you really want to give up, or do you just need to learn from this and grow? In that moment of silence, I realized all I needed was space and gratitude. All the things that led me to overwhelm this past Saturday are all things that I love so dearly. Like my husband. Seriously, I don't want to do this life without him. And his indecisiveness on lunch is nothing. I've been there before. I'm just so blessed that I have a husband that cares enough about his health to do something about it and make the best decisions he possibly can, because his health contributes to our happiness together. And my animals that had all sorts of accidents on Saturday, I'm so in love with them. They bring me so much joy. And these accidents make up such a small portion of our lives together. Like, if you factor out the percentage of me cleaning up accidents to the percentage of me having laughter with them, it's minimal. In that moment of silence, I became deeply grateful for the hard times, because they're few and far between. And they make the good times so much better. So I want to ask you today, what areas of your life are you feeling overwhelmed in that you just want to give up on? Is it your health and your fitness? Is it the business idea you've wanted to pursue for years? Or maybe it's getting out of debt, but each time you pay off a bill, another one comes in the mail. I want to encourage you not to give up. Instead, create space for yourself to sit in silence so you can understand the lessons life is throwing your way and get real grateful for your life as it is, because tomorrow is not guaranteed. When you live like this, even the hard times are fun and easy. Hey, beautiful, I hope you loved today's episode. If you did, please leave me a review and share this episode through text or social to inspire your friends. I love your feedback and questions. If there's a topic you're dying to hear about or have questions on, reach out to me on Instagram, which is my favorite, or Facebook, and I promise I will address your topic in a future podcast. I challenge you to do something freaking epic today, because life is too short not to.